This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A Salem, Arkansas man in a fight with another one on Bow Street in West Batesville drove from the scene at a high rate of speed, evading officers for several minutes before he crashed his vehicle on Bryant Street in East Batesville. Police were initially called to a fight in progress on Bow Street. As Officer Cord Davison arrived, he saw a white car leaving the scene and gave pursuit. The driver, 23-year-old James M. Smith of Salem, refused to stop and led police on a pursuit through parts of West Central and then East Batesville, chalking up a list of traffic violations before he wrecked. Sergeant Davidson said when Smith attempted to turn onto Bryant Street, he lost control in the turn. His car slammed into a tree at a residence on Bryant. The sergeant said Smith then jumped from the vehicle and ran on foot with Officer Brian Lutzwager in pursuit. Using a taser stun gun, the officer finally subdued Smith and took him into custody. A female passenger was found in the back seat of Smith's vehicle, 21-year-old Tony Hicks of 1545 Edith Street in West Batesville. She suffered an injury in the wreck and was transported to the hospital by ambulance. Smith has been charged with fleeing, first-degree criminal mischief, aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and possession of a Schedule II controlled substance. Smith told police the narcotic was methadone. He is now in the Independence County Jail, awaiting a court appearance. Last night, the Southside Public Water Authority Board of Directors in Independence County reviewed and discussed a proposal to extend wastewater service to the Deschey area. The system's contract engineer, Matt Dunn with Crist Engineers, presented two proposals that ranged from $1.3 to $1.5 million and included approximately 160 existing homes and businesses. He said the project would require 100% of the homes in the affected area connected to the system in order for the project to cash flow. The board tabled the proposal until grant funds could be found. In other business, manager John Richardson reported the Army Corps of Engineers has received bids for the river embankment stabilization project and was expected to award contracts on the 23rd of this month. Construction could possibly start next month. The total project is expected to cost about $900,000. The Corps funding 65%, the Water Authority 5%. Arkansas Economic Development Commission will provide the final 30% through the State Disaster Relief Fund. Speaking of utilities, the Batesville Water Utility will have two companies in the area changing out old manual read water meters with new radio read meters. If you see someone at your meter box and you live in Batesville or Pfeiffer digging around and they don't look like Batesville Water Utility employees, that's the reason. There should only be momentary service disruption for some, if any, and for the most part, you won't even notice it. The water department said they appreciate everyone's cooperation, but if there's any concern, don't hesitate to call the water department. And this from the Sharp County Road Department foreman, Gene Moore. Mr. Moore said that Puckett Bridge in Sharp County is now open for traffic. It was reopened for traffic earlier today. And the family of former Congressman Marion Barry, who's being treated for cancer, says doctors have told him his lymphoma is in remission. Barry's daughter, Ann Coggan, wrote on the Caring Bridge website Tuesday night that doctors at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences have concluded that the cancer appears to have cleared. Barry had surgery in June for a brain tumor, after which he was diagnosed with lymphoma. Since then, he has undergone five cancer treatments, and Coggan says those treatments will continue. Barry served seven terms in Congress, 14 years, until deciding against running for re-election last year. He cited health concerns as the primary reason. And a free concert will mark the unveiling of a statue at Walnut Ridge commemorating two stops the Beatles made there in 1964. The Sunday event begins at 1 p.m. in downtown Walnut Ridge. Performers scheduled include Stunning Cunning, Nancy Apple, and J.R. Rogers. Also on the card will be Beatles tribute band Liverpool Legends. A sister of the late Beatle George Harrison, Louise Harrison, is to address the audience at about 4 p.m. The Beatles flew into the Walnut Ridge Airport twice in 1964, going to and from a two-day vacation in southern Missouri. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.